This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, Kevin, we got Shippy as well hanging out with you. Gavin Dawson from the G-Bag Nation posted something earlier today, Kevin, that I am very interested in discussing. And it's because I never even gave a thought to it, I guess. But he brought up an interesting name, and why would you bring up this name, especially in the manner in which he brought it up? By the way, G-Bag Nation will pop on at 2 o'clock today. We'll have Mike Bassick coming up at 1:20 to talk with us about some baseball topics we got to get into.
Bassick will be on our show?
Yeah.
Wild.
It's great to have, interactivity amongst shows, Kevin. Gavin tweeted this out. If the contract with Green is significantly less guaranteed, it might work out better for the team.
AJ Green?
I hate to say it because Cooper's first 20 games with the Cowboys look great, but Amari is not a sure thing either and likely a lot more expensive. The way he presented that made it sound like somebody's floating an idea out there that AJ Green might be the receiver that the Cowboys might be targeting AJ Green instead of pursuing.
You and the Texans are fantastic.
No, he played for the Bengals, but I appreciate you, Arnold. If the contract with Green is significantly less guaranteed, which it might be, right?
Yep. Oh, I would assume.
It might work out better for the team. Here's the thing, 877-881-1053. Would you rather have A.J. Green for two seasons or Amari Cooper for five?
Thank you so much, Cincinnati Bengals. We love y'all.
Thank you, Snoop. Now, I went back, Kevin, and I looked. A.J. Green made $15 million last year.
Yeah, sure earned that money.
Amari Cooper made $5 million.
Because he's on the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
He made $5 million? I thought he made like $13 million.
It's what it says here is 2019 AAV was $5 million.
Oh, okay. But that's probably worked out for the whole of the contract. I think last year he made like $13 million.
Okay. All right. Here is the market value for AJ Green. The market value. And they take the players and based on their age, contract status, and statistical production to compare to A.J. Green, okay? Julian Edelman, Emmanuel Sanders, Larry Fitzgerald, and DeSean Jackson. So they took their averages, put them all together, did another calculation based on some like games played, percentage, and stuff like that. His calculated market value...
$1 million.
Oh, significantly more than that.
I was going to say, I'll do that.
2 years... Okay. For $18 million.
Total?
Yes.
Or per?
$18 million total.
There is no chance in hell he takes that deal.
Based on...
I would do that.
Based on those four people, those four players, and their numbers, and compared to A.J. Green's numbers for 2018-2019. And so they have him at 2 years for $18 million. So then I went and looked at Amari Cooper because they have the same calculation for Amari Cooper. They also have Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb, they have him at $7 million, by the way.
Oh, too high.
I'll get to that in a minute. Here is the comps for Amari Cooper. Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, and Julio Jones.
Okay. Oh, dear. This is going to cost us.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Nobody comps to Michael Thomas.
Based on that, Kevin... 5 years, $98 million, which puts him at $19 million a year.
Yeah, no, that's...
And that seems pretty close to what we've been thinking, right? Would you rather have 5 years of Amari Cooper at $19 million a year or A.J. Green for the next 2 years, and then Michael Gallup is able to take on that money later because he's going to command that kind of money too?
If these are my options...
I got a couple other names too.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Okay, well, let's answer this question first, and then I'll go from there. I think if these are my options, I'm going to go with AJ Green. Now, there's a very horrifying fact that you roll into is, I'm going to stir the pot just a little bit here. AJ Green hasn't been really good in 5 years. Did you realize that? Here's the wild thing about that. He wasn't particularly good in 16. He was better in 17, but if you look at that reception to target ratio, it's terrible. He only played half the year in 18, and he didn't play in 19. So AJ Green hasn't been an elite receiver in 5 years. Now, he's been an elite name, but he hasn't been an elite receiver in 5 years since he was 27. And you can see with like Dez how much people could fall off over that time. But you're not making as much of an investment. I have to admit, and there's a couple players on the team like this, which is scary to me. I'm concerned about Amari Cooper's like love and desire to play football. And I wonder over the span of that 5 years how that'll all work out. And he's also not been consistent throughout his career.
And if you pay him $20 million, $19.7 million, you're expecting a guy that is a leader. That is, and they love him. You know, they tell us they love him. But you're expecting a guy, and the whole team seems to love Amari Cooper, right?
Yeah.
You see how they respond to him when he makes plays and stuff like that. But and I also question why wasn't he demanding to be on that field against Philly in that last play? That was a coach's decision. Man, I'm not letting anybody take me off the field for the last play. I want out there. I want the rock. But I wonder. If that's the case, Kevin, if you're concerned about that, I'm not paying a leader $19 million to not lead.
Yeah. You know what? I'm becoming more and more sure that I don't feel comfortable with that because Amari Cooper, really not trying to set people off. There's not a time that he has been an elite receiver. Like, tell me the year that he was an elite receiver. You know how many times he's caught more than 1,200 yards receiving or had more than 1,200 yards receiving? Zero. In 2017, six people did it. In 2018, 14 people did that. And then this last year, five people did it. So, like, it's not unachievable, and you would think that's your metric for who are the best people. He's never had...
Well, that's why, Kevin, I mean, the comp, though, is Michael Thomas and Mike Evans, and those are the best guys.
Disagree. That is an outrageous comp that I disagree with. More than eight touchdowns. He's never had more than eight touchdowns in a season. This year, that was done by, I think, eight people. Last year, it was done by 12 people. So he just doesn't put up elite numbers. Like, so for everyone who keeps saying Amari Cooper is elite, he's elite potential. And you know what I'm really worried about? I'm really like, they're different people and different players, and I get all that. But I'm really worried that like you're going to pay him elite money because you're like, well, I mean, like we think he's going to be elite, and then you're going to pay him elite money. And think about it. Then what are you going to have? You're going to have a team in the Cowboys that pays elite money for quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. And they have elite none of those.
They have really good.
Exactly.
Really good.
And there's a big difference between really good and elite money. And that's my concern.
He's the best receiver available in free agency.
Okay, sure.
Right? Like that there's no doubt about that. He had 1,100 yards, eight touchdowns. Nobody got close to 1,100 yards. All right. Nobody got close to his eight touchdowns.
Okay.
Here's the thing that every time I think about Amari Cooper, Kevin, I think he's 26.
Yep.
AJ Green is 32.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, having him until he's 34 does kind of concern me a little bit, but maybe I just have him for this 1 year and I move on with another receiver. Okay. I'm thinking about other options too. But 5 years, he'd be 31 by the time he's done with that contract. And then you're like, okay, we've gotten the best out of our traded first-round pick and the $19 million that we spent. We got his prime years. You're paying for his prime years, right? And that's what that's what these would be his prime years. And you could probably get off of the five years, 19 million after 3.5 years, 4 years.
Okay.
Right? Like, is that these contracts are built
something
that you don't
like
have
that,
to
sure.
do them all. But here are some other comps, all right? Here are some other guys in free agency. Do you feel like adding any of these guys? Emmanuel Sanders.
No.
33 years old, $11 million. Maybe going to ask for more. Devin Funchess, 26. Meh, right?
Yeah.
Randall Cobb is in the mix there. I'll get back to him.
But, like, he's not somebody who's, like, a huge needle mover or anything.
Travis Benjamin from the Chargers. 30 years old. Very meh. Didn't even have a touchdown last year. Rashad Perryman from Chicago. 645 yards and 6 touchdowns this year. Like, he came on strong late.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and also he had to deal with Trubisky. So
we're going to trade our quarterback.
Anyway. Chester Rogers from the Colts.
No.
Robbie Anderson.
Oh.
Who got to play with your boy, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He's a deep threat. Demaryius Thomas.
No.
Geronimo Allison.
Oh.
Philip Dorsett. He's a Tavon Austin addition, right? He's not Nelson Aguilar.
No.
Why?
Because, like, Philly hates him so much, or, like, he's been hated a couple times. That was going to be one of my gridiron stories. They're like, we got to get him the hell out of here. So, yeah, no.
That's about it, dude. Like, the rest of the names are just a bunch of names that you're like, nah, no, not absolutely not at all. Like, Laquan Treadwell. Because I'm looking at the combination, Kevin, of youth and statistics. Amari Cooper is the best by a landslide of the free agent wide receivers out there. It's just, do you have to look at your team? And somebody just said, what about Dez? No, it's the door's open still with Dez, and he tweeted out this morning, look, I just had a great grind. I'm in my zone right now. I'm going to be somewhere. He said, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be, but I'm going to be somewhere. And that's fine. That's great. I don't know if everything's going to work out for him, but he's not going to, I don't think it's going to work out with the Cowboys here. But Kevin, I'm just looking at this and sorry. Yeah. Perryman played for Tampa Bay. I was reading something else. But Amari Cooper's legitimacy is he's a top potentially 10, top potentially 5 wide receiver that doesn't play up to it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you a lot of money. And that means your offense has to be great in order to compensate for anything you can't spend on the defense.
Look, I know this is a losing battle. I'm just going to say this and we can all laugh and move on. I'm just so tired of the Cowboys paying elite money for non-elite players. And people are getting mad that I said Zeke wasn't elite or isn't going to be elite. I mean, you saw it. Like, he's diminished this year. And I think he's going to be diminished next year. You had him for 2 more years. And you said, let's rip up that contract and give you a new 5-year deal. And the first year of the deal, it was a failure. It absolutely, 100%, that deal was a failure. Because you paid him to be the best running back in the league. And he ain't that. You're going to pay Dak to be the best quarterback in the league, and he ain't that. You're going to pay Amari Cooper to be one of the top 3 wide receivers in the NFL, and he ain't that. I'm tired of it. Like that, I think that's why we always struggle, is we're like, well, the market says we got to pay this, or just don't. And I know they will, because they didn't trade a first-round pick thinking this was a short-term deal. I'm 100% sure that they're going to pay Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott. So that's why this feels like a losing proposition. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're paying Zeke to be the best running back in the NFL, you're paying Dak to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and you're paying Amari Cooper to be the top 3 wide receiver, and none of them are any of that, that is bad business.
What about, so would you go with the AJ Green move and just take off from there?
Because I can get out of that for almost nothing. Corey, I'm looking at the clock. And I'm seeing that, I don't know, people are reporting something we told you like a month ago that Phillip Rivers and the Chargers
it's
have officially
official.
Split.
They've officially mutually parted
up.
Ways.
They were separated before. Shippy told us that. And now the Chargers are like, welcome officially to Dumpsville, population U.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.